talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 10th, 2019, and the Exchange Club is on the air, and it's a big day here at WWGH Radio because it is Hall of Fame Ticket Giveaway Friday, which will happen at 2:15 today. Two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be drawn during the Charlie Evers Show, and today, thanks to our friend Terry Tackett, going out the door with those two Hall of Fame passes are a $10 gift card to McDonald's and a $10 gas card.
No kidding.
So the pot has been sweetened, Charlie. So
In addition to it.
Wow. Charlie's surprised.
So from 1 to 2, Charlie, you better be asking some tough trivia questions.
Do we have over 100 tickets?
We've got about 130 people entered in this contest at this point. This has been the biggest contest I think we've ever done.
I would think so.
Now, before we get underway, Wheeze, tell them about the show tomorrow. Now,
well, I don't know what to promote. You've canceled half of it.
Just two things. Go ahead.
So am I not allowed to do the dog food or the dog collar?
No dog collar.
So I can put on the charcoal mask, rip my face off, and then talk to it.
Listen, I think the charcoal mask is a legitimate thing because I've seen a lot of people doing this.
Well, then we're going to do a tribute to teachers and mothers. Tune in tomorrow morning.
I want to know more about that business of that wax up your nose.
Do you want to come in tomorrow and do that?
No, but I've got a friend that he didn't use wax. He used, those old stick matches you had to strike.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
You strike one and then blow it out and shove it up your nose and burn the hairs off.
Please don't do that.
Does he still have a nose on his face?
No, he's still in
the
hospital.
You can put gas in there. Oh, he is.
He's still hospitalized at this point. Charlie, did you listen to the first Wheeze show?
Some of it, yes.
Yeah, okay, what did you think?
Well, I tell you what, I woke up all night long thinking I'd missed.
He was so nervous, he couldn't sleep Friday night.
That's the truth. Absolutely the truth.
Yes.
And then I think I dozed off and on after I heard him.
So that's...
Hey, that's going to be a spot for the show, Charlie said. Well,
I dozed off.
I dozed off during the show.
I had nightmares that I was going to go through that, and then I dozed off.
No, it was that egg thing that I never did understand. What was that all about?
Yeah, tell him about the egg. I saw the egg.
It was
black egg.
What was it?
She wasn't here.
I know, but I can't remember what
they're
the...
An
it's not a
delicacy,
yeah,
right?
It's not pickled, but it's fermented.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a boiled egg.
It was a boiled egg, so I cracked it open, and it was
fermented
black.
Egg.
Fermented?
Mm-hmm.
It smelled like
hydrogen
feet.
Sulfide.
Yeah, some chemical. It was black, and then you could see part of the bird.
It?
I licked it.
I missed that part.
You did not tune into the show, Brandy?
I told you I was working.
What is more important?
Part of it. I liked you on Facebook, right?
Yeah, you did.
His live stream.
Did you listen to the repeat?
No.
Did you, Charlie? Okay.
Well, it was popular.
Yeah, it was. I felt like we did a good thing. Like, it was...
I never figured out the egg thing, though.
I'm going to get you one. I still have some. They're supposed to be refrigerated, so it made me nervous.
I used to raise geese, and occasionally I'd have an egg I missed.
Yeah.
And I accidentally would break. Not good.
No, it's not. And that's what I licked it. I licked
Can
that.
We get Scott to eat one of those for Christmas instead of fruitcake?
No, I did that fruitcake thing once, never to be done again.
I tried to include him a lot, like every hour, and he wouldn't come out of that back room. I'm scared.
Because it was your show.
Yeah, but
he
needed
you. He was going to outshine you.
I didn't want to overdo. I didn't want to push you out of the way.
Well, at some point, I was giving away these shirts, and then I was trying to tell somebody to come down, and I realized, oh, man, I don't know the address.
And I walked in here and gave
so
you their address.
So I started screaming for him, like, I need help. And then 5 minutes later, he brings in a cue card.
We're on a 30-second delay.
Yeah, I'm right around there. I was screaming loud.
No,
I was in distress.
I can't believe you said on the air, you said, come pick this up at, I don't know where we are.
And so I said the hearing aid plate, and then I'm thinking, well, that's weird. They'll show up asking for some weird T-shirt upstairs.
And then it was so early in the morning. I gave the wrong
Are you going to bring some more extra large?
Yes. Do you want one? I feel like you would look good in that. Oh.
What?
For the, oh, man, we're good.
That's why we don't live stream this show for things just like that. That's exactly why.
They're big extra larges.
We did live stream this show one time when I ate that fruitcake.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, see, why would you eat it for this show, but not...
I won't do it again.
He likes me better.
I think he likes fruitcake.
That, you know,
he
that is...
Hated better.
Oh, it was awful. And it stuck with me all day. You know, it was like just...
so miserable.
It was like a brick.
That's soaked in alcohol, right?
It's still
I've never
sticking.
Had one.
It's still there. It's awful. Never want to do
doesn't
that
let
again.
Loose.
Oh, it's right there. It's right there. Okay. What are we doing? Did you promote your thing tomorrow?
Yeah.
What is
kinda.
It?
Kinda.
What is it?
What's the second show of the Weasel Show? I'm going to bring
what
my
time?
Wife.
Don't it's you know you got to give people the time?
People know.
God.
Well, I'm just nervous that I have no
all
way to get in here.
All these years in broadcasting, you still don't know how to promote a show?
Well, I'm just not sure what time I get here. That's early.
7:15.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Well, 7:15 to 7:17 in that area.
That's how long the show's going to be tomorrow? 2 minutes?
Yep. Because everything else has been canceled.
No, just the things that have to
no,
do with
No, we have
dogs.
Some fun stuff. No, it'll be fine.
It's not going to happen.
Just trust me.
It's
you're not going to be here anyway, right?
I might be. If that stuff happens, I might have to
I'm
come
sorry,
over.
Sorry, you guys.
He hears the word dog on air. He will be here.
Yeah,
because
I could go anywhere.
We don't want that to happen.
Do you live far away from here?
No, I'm close.
No, you're not.
I could be here in 10 minutes.
That's not close. It'll be done by that time.
Yeah, well.
Then why are you going to show up?
Well, somebody's got to kick you out.
Oh, well, I can't even get in. How are you going to kick me out?
You'll get in. Why are you so nervous about getting in?
Well, the first thing you said to me when I walked in, I don't know how you're going to get in tomorrow. I'm not going to be here.
I did not say that.
Now promote your show.
No, I said I am not going to be here, but I will make sure you get in.
But you won't commit to how I'm going to get in.
I just won't commit. No, I won't commit to being here. That's the only thing I won't commit to. I'll see that you get in.
So who's going to be here? Brandy, will you be here? Do you have
nope.
a key?
Nope.
Charlie has a key. I know Charlie has a key.
Yeah, I've got a key.
Charlie will come by. Maybe even we'll have another sleepless
Charlie's
night.
He was having he had nightmares over the show. Like, he's not going to let me in.
Are you going to go back to the garden man this week, Charlie, or stick with
I
the
missed
weasel?
Him last week, and I put out my garden already.
Oh, so now you got to listen to the Weasel Show.
I got a cucumber plant and a bunch of flowers and tomatoes.
Oh, I love the tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try to grow some myself this year.
You better hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have been on that already.
No.
If you plant now, it'll be July before you can harvest one.
They need 45
days. Well, that's okay. That's fine. Because I'm not going to...
That'd be more than July.
Depends on the variety.
I'm not going to serve them until Labor Day, so it'll be okay.
Serve who you going to serve them to?
The people who come over on Labor Day.
That won't be us.
No, no. You can't have people over like that. You got to have normal people over.
What that means.
Not people when you go and vote who just... Give you like the...
Oh, my word.
Not a very nice hello.
How are you guys... Was the room small or was there one entrance?
No, it's a basketball
big,
court.
It's an auditorium.
It's
I know,
basketball
but
court.
The three of you were there and you guys didn't say hi to each other?
Well, I wasn't there with Charlie, but I was
but
there.
Charlie was
and
there.
I did not see each other.
No, I didn't.
But I did see Scott,
yeah.
And he avoided me.
No, he did not avoid.
Yes, he did. He acted like he didn't know me. He looked my way and then immediately went to a different table.
Well, you gave me such a weak... Hello, that it seemed
you
to me...
You didn't give me any hello.
Did you guys not wave?
Oh, I waved.
Once I waved first.
I didn't see
so
you.
So who's acknowledging
I
who?
I didn't see you.
How do you know she waved? You just said that she waved.
No, I didn't see her until she waved. But then I thought it was such a pathetic wave that why would I go down
wow.
there?
Wow.
I had to vote.
How did she wave? What's a
the
pathetic
truth
wave?
The comes out.
Just a back and forth, like a queen.
Yeah, like the
kind
queen.
Of,
like she's the queen.
Like she's better than you kind of wave.
Yeah, that's what I felt. That's how
well,
I took it.
I mean,
you didn't say
the
come.
Shoe fits.
You didn't say come down here. Let me help
I'm
you.
I'm all the way down, halfway down the auditorium. You want me to shout at you, Scott?
No,
over here.
Yeah,
come
he
to my
that.
Table.
Ah, see, if you would have made that motion, I would have come down. If you would have done that, come down here.
I didn't
motion.
Want to obligate you. It was obvious you did not want to pretend that you knew me.
That's true, because you sent me that text, Brandy's here, what should I do? I got to get away.
I don't want to talk. You know, I don't want to be roped into a conversation about where her tattoo is or anything like that.
We talked about that quite a bit.
Oh, Lord.
We did. Let's not get on that again,
okay.
Because that went forever. And oh,
yeah, let's
God.
Not.
Oh,
I should never have brought it up.
No, you shouldn't, but I don't know why you did.
I don't remember.
Just like a few weeks ago when you got into that weird subject, never to be brought up again, and we're not going to bring it up again, but you got into that.
You roped me into that subject. You just didn't like the way that I expounded upon it.
No. You came in that day asking weird questions.
No.
A little bit.
No.
Weezer
you
agrees.
Already had that planned for the show.
I had planned that you were going to ask a weird question.
We set her up before.
Boy, that was something else. Mother's Day is this Sunday. What are you doing for? Because we have a story today where people are too close to their mothers. That there are a lot of people who are too close to their, like they take baths in the same bathroom.
No, that's not right. Do they?
I didn't say it was
at the same
right.
time. The same bath water.
Yeah, not the
no,
same
I don't
time.
Bathe with my mother.
So what do you do?
I don't know if I've ever bathed
with my mother. Do for your mother on Mother's Day?
Well, hold on. Let me get that out of my mind
Rose
for a minute.
Petals in the bathtub.
Bottle of wine.
Well, are you supposed
call
to
call my dad at work?
Are you supposed to... Oh, man. Are you supposed to do something for your wife or your mother? Because it's kind of the wife is the mother of your children.
If your children are too little to do something for your wife,
that's
then
their
you
problem.
Should do something for
oh.
your wife.
Oh, that seems like a lot
no,
of work.
No, you have to. Like,
what do you do?
I haven't given it to her yet.
Depends
I can't.
Depends on the wife.
Yeah. What have you done in the past?
You take him out to dinner.
Take him. Oh,
yeah.
That's the biggest eating day of the holiday.
So
the year.
I've always had the kids make something like a vase with their fingerprints on it or
go.
Something cute, and then I take credit
See,
for
that's
it.
See, that's thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
You can't compliment me.
Talk about
you
that tomorrow. You have some time in the show tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got quite a bit of time.
You got some holes to fill. Talk about that.
Nope.
What do you do, Brandy?
I know what she
on
does.
Mother's
I
Day.
Can guess.
What
you probably
way?
Go to breakfast. I bet you want to sleep in.
I wish I could sleep in.
Oh, man, I thought I had it pegged out.
What do you do?
Usually, I just want to putter around in my garden and be left alone for a while.
Oh, that's nice. That's fair.
Ignore the children on Mother's Day.
My kids are older. They don't need
Does your husband
constant
get
attention.
You
yes.
something? What does he get you?
This year, he got me a Venus flytrap.
Does he know it's not till
Wait,
Sunday?
Yes, he knows it's not until Sunday.
Oh, he just went early.
Yeah, he felt bad because I had a migraine last week, and so he gave me my present early.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes,
you know, I was thinking
nice.
Your husband is kind of like, because I've met Charlie's wife, and I've met Weeze's wife, but your husband is kind of like Maris on Frasier. We hear about this person, but we've never seen
He's
him.
Boo Radley from...
Scott yeah. doesn't yeah. think you're married with a husband.
No, I've never seen... there are no pictures of him. There are no...
There are pictures of
where?
Him.
Where?
On my Facebook.
I don't go into that. I just see
well,
your picture.
Where do you...
I just see where you took a selfie.
And, I don't plaster them
no, but
to
you
my
did,
body.
You did like a selfie in a bathroom,
oh,
and that's
body.
All I see.
You don't carry a photo album?
You don't have a photo of your husband?
I have photos of my husband. He does not like for his photo to be posted everywhere. He's private.
Not everywhere.
He's a private person.
Well, he's directed you on this show many times while he's been
home. He
has
not directed me.
1 week... And I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to have bad feelings.
Here we go.
But you said something, and we still don't know what it was till this day. But
he was making fun of you.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, that's why she got...
That's okay. We don't mind that. Wouldn't be the first time.
I was protecting you.
No, he's fine. What did he say?
You can't say it. You can't...
remember.
No, that was good.
Why didn't you show me? Like, I would have appreciated that.
I don't think you were there. Were you there?
That was
yeah,
before
I
you.
I think it was just me and Scott and Charlie that
yeah.
month.
Oh. That was before you.
Yeah.
BW.
Or just know
before
that
Weasel.
No, Scott. Then Scott was sending me messages all day. Like, no, is he beating you? Are you?
I sent.
Did you get
did,
in
that,
trouble?
That did not happen. I sent you one message. I said, "Are things okay?" Because you acted like it was such a panic.
No.
Wait, you asked her if her husband was...
I know I didn't ask her if her husband was beating her.
He
I said,
implied it.
I said, because I said, are things okay?
You think she's going to text back, yeah, he is, but it'll be fine in
no,
a
I
moment.
I just say things are not okay.
I could go back and read the messages.
Read the messages, because she all I said it. Was, are you okay? That's all I said. Are things okay? Charlie, what do you do on Mother's Day?
Well, that's a good question.
Oh, man, you don't...
But for 14 years in a row... I bicycled from Columbus to Portsmouth and back on Mother's Day.
Left your wife?
That tour of the Scioto River Valley.
Now, was your mother still around then?
No, my mother's been dead for a long time.
You know, a lot of people go to the cemetery on Mother's Day. I see a lot of that now.
Yeah, put flowers on the grave, yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad. I guess that is your mental thing. It makes you feel good. The deceased has no idea.
No, they don't. It's kind of a waste when you think about it.
I knew it.
Because why would... No, because they don't know.
But it's... I think at that point, it's about you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't make Mother's Day about yourself.
I try to.
Should be about Mom. Pull out some photo albums and remember the good times.
If you were to go to the cemetery tomorrow, it'd be full of people putting flowers on graves.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, but tomorrow's going to be problematic because people are going to be up to their waist in water.
Really?
Too much rain lately for to go out and get
They'll
on the hand.
Be fine. They're going to be listening to the Weasel Show.
Yep.
You get big ratings in the cemeteries.
We sure do. Those folks really enjoy the show.
They're big fans.
They like to call in big, and do the giveaways. It's so great.
But I think mother-daughter relationships can be close, and then there's also those ones that are fraught with angst and problem.
Why are we specifically talking about mother-daughter relationships?
Because it's Mother's Day.
But what does that have to do?
Didn't you get the segue?
Mothers have sons, too.
Yeah, my mom
had
two.
Yeah, but mothers and sons don't normally have bad relationships. It's mothers and daughters.
What?
That's just a... No, that's what I've read.
I think you're mistaken.
You know that's true. Now, come on. Charlie, we know about the mother and the daughter who sometimes have a tenuous relationship for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. It's true.
He's Charlie not going doesn't down that leave road you either.
Not always, but it does happen. How many times have you ever heard of a son and a mother who have a bad relationship? Now, we've had father-son bad relationships, and we have mother-daughter bad relationships, but usually it's not the mother and the son or the daughter and the father.
They're different relationships, so you would... I would think it's equal.
I think the reason mothers mothers and daughters have a bad relationship is because... Is somebody making fun of me? I want to know. I'll ask if you're okay later.
You don't have that.
My husband's probably going to text me today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if he exists, we don't even really know.
He doesn't. He doesn't
jury's
exist.
Out.
I'm sure he has a nice smile.
But the point is, I think the reason the mothers and the daughters have a bad relationship is because they're in competition for the father's attention.
Ew.
No, that's
man,
true.
This is weird.
Oh,
no, come on.
Not that type of attention, you sicko.
No,
what I'm talking about.
We go from
about.
Bathing with moms to...
No, do you bathe with
this
mothers?
This relationships aren't healthy. Very strange. We need Marge back.
No, the truth is no that they do. Because the wife is competing for attention because as the marriage gets older, the husband stops paying attention. And the father is always very protective of the daughter, usually more than protective of the son. So there's this weird dynamic that happens.
My
he
family
has a
is not
weird family.
Yeah,
that's not my family. I don't even have any sisters.
Well, then
sisters.
Where are you getting
you
these ideas?
No, I have no sisters, so
that's
that doesn't
not,
happen in my family.
No. No, I don't compete with my daughters for my husband's attention. Ever.
Yet you will as time goes on.
No.
How old are your daughters?
Well, my oldest is almost 16. So how much longer do I have to go?
So if somebody were to, let's say. This won't happen. If your house catches, who
or
would
you
your
get
husband
divorced.
Save?
You get divorced.
I would expect him to save the children because I'm a grown woman and can save myself.
But, you're not sometimes, well, I'm not going to say it, but I don't know that you'd make it out.
Oh, man.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, I hope you would.
Wow. See, he doesn't come to my table. Now he's... fantasizing about me dying in a house fire.
No, I hope you would make it out.
Wow.
Did I just say that? Does anybody listen to anything I said?
It wasn't sincere.
Why do I talk?
Because you said, I don't know that you would make it out. What would give you doubt that she would not be able to jump out of the roof and hit the trampoline?
Well, because I think sometimes she'd probably be trying to go back and get all that Democratic memorabilia that she has in her home and she can't get out in
time. Okay.
Nope, that can all go up in flames. I don't have any memorabilia.
I don't know. Maybe you do.
No.
Okay.
My children, my dog, my cat, that's it.
And
my
you'd be trying to save them all because you are hard-headed and you wouldn't get out.
And believe me, there isn't a fire more stubborn than me. So.
See, that attitude right there will get you killed. I had a fire on Thanksgiving and I just got out. Forget it.
Well, speaking of Mother's Day, I had a fire, well... At my parents' house when I was a teenager, we had a fire on Mother's Day.
So this all comes back to it.
It was bad.
Did you get out?
She got out. Yeah, she got out.
I was at church when it happened.
Oh, okay. So she didn't get out.
We don't know what would happen.
But I also got in a car accident that same day, and that's how I found out my house was on fire, because I called my parents to say, I've just been in an accident, and my uncle answered the phone and said, your parents are at the hospital, don't panic, everyone's fine, but your house is on fire and I have to get out.
So don't come home.
Yeah.
It's on fire.
But he was on the phone and the house that was on fire?
He
stopped answering, the house is on fire,
yes.
But I don't want the answering machine to get that, so I got to stop and answer.
It was cordless. Before cell phones.
See, that would be you. The house is burning down. Oh my God, it could be Hillary Clinton calling. I got to stop and answer the phone.
Nope.
Turn the TV off.
Gee whiz.
That was a bad day for you. That's weird.
It was an awful day. Yeah.
That was a horrible story. I mean, that's not Mother's Day.
I told you, my childhood is not.
Not one person had a happy Mother's Day story. Not one person had a happy thing to say. Charlie, you had a...
I did.
Did you have a good mother?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about her.
She'll be here tomorrow. We're going to...
She's to screen your girlfriends. I heard about that. Charlie, your mother, I bet, was a delightful woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, of course, took care of us kids during World War II when Dad was gone in the Navy.
That's a tough job.
And she had to work very hard to keep us going.
Now, see, that's a good Mother's Day story. My mother is good, and I like her, and we're fine.
My mother's wonderful, too, but we also had a house fire on Mother's Day. We were
and
talking
she
about
the car.
Well, your mom didn't
light
the
Day.
Fire, did she?
No.
Okay, well, then
Somebody
why did
she come
back
Somebody was trying to make her? Mom breakfast.
Oh.
And it got out of hand, yep.
You were out wrecking her car, and the house was on fire.
It wasn't her car. It was my car that I paid for with my own money.
Well, I'm sorry I got the facts wrong on that. What the literature I received said it was her car.
I don't think my mom would be surprised, though, if she ended up in the hospital because of me on Mother's Day.
Right.
So, yeah, she's a great mom.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening. Because
yes.
I think mothers, and people won't like this, but you see it. Go to a restaurant on Mother's Day and then go to a restaurant on Father's Day, and you see the difference. I mean, it's packed on Mother's Day, and it's not on Father's Day. Mothers, people have a special feeling about their mothers that's different than fathers.
That's true.
It is true.
My kids look at my... Yeah, I would say that's right.
So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, my mother, Weeze's mother, yep. Charlie's mother, and Brandy... Her mother went through enough, so we want to say happy Mother's
keep her
Day
out of the hospital this year.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll just
She's
do a
dead.
Traditional. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well,
not,
we
she
end
did
on
not
a...
die in the house fire.
God.
But that's good. So she made it through that.
She
it was,
did make
okay.
it through that.
We got to get out of this story. It's just awful. It's awful.
Couldn't
depressing.
Ease me into that. No, you should have said, "Hey, my mother's no longer with."
I am not the person you come to if you want rainbows and sunshine.
What happened
Sorry.
To you? Why can't you be happy?
It's not that I'm not happy. I just don't have a lot of happy stories to share.
Think of a couple. Cheer us up. Like last year, you downed Christmas. You ruined it for us last year every week.
I did.
Something wrong about Christmas.
Oh, I did find, yes, this year for Christmas, though, I have good memories that I dredged
good.
Up to share this Christmas.
I dredged up those
for somebody else's.
I had to think hard, but I found them.
Well, okay, this
good
we'll look forward to that in December. We'll have to wait till December to get a good memory, but
that
that's okay.
True.
Okay, what did you think of the election results? River Valley passed, where I think most people were happy with that. MRDD
sure
lost
were.
By such a staggeringly small margin. That was sad for people who at MRDD. And Tara Dyer defeated Tanner Hale in the 5th Ward Democratic primary. What do you think, Tara, whatever your name is? Brandy.
Wow.
Oh, man.
No, I was thinking about it because I had Tanner on yesterday.
This day. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not even here today. Go ahead.
Whatever your name is, tell us how you feel.
So you interviewed Tanner.
Yes.
What, yesterday? Or
yesterday.
What are his plans for the future?
He doesn't know. He doesn't. He's working.
He's tried twice.
He said he will not endorse Tara, though, yet. Now, not that he won't, but he won't yet.
I'll endorse Tara.
You won last week.
Well, no, I couldn't.
Who did you want to win the primary?
She can't answer that.
Yeah,
she
can't.
Why can't you answer that?
She's
no,
friends.
I'm not going to answer that. Because I'm friends with both of them.
But what's wrong with that?
I'm not going to hurt
What if I ran
feelings?
In a primary? Would you vote for me?
Oh, man. Depends
she
on who you're running against. I mean, you don't know my name. You won't come to my table at the
I'd come to your
booth.
Table if it was for a vote.
She will probably yeah. live a house fire.
It's too late now. Now I know the truth about how you feel about me.
When you live in a certain ward, you have to. You can only vote for that person?
That is correct.
Okay.
So I did not have a vote in that.
I think I might run for county commissioner. I live in the county. I bet I could be a good county commissioner.
What does a county commissioner do?
They live in the county, and they commission things going on in the county.
Well, they handle all the county's finances.
There you go,
and
folks.
Finances. A terribly large load of legality.
And I would be there every day doing what needed to be done.
But they only have to be in their office, I think, once a month or once a week.
I could do that.
But they have weekly meetings.
I would come to the meetings.
9 a.m. are the weekly meetings.
Yeah,
you could
Tuesday
have the meetings
Thursday.
Here. You could have everybody come here.
Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Every... No, the county commissioner's room is so much nicer. Much better acoustics there.
This is why we don't like her. This is what it's all about. Look at those nasty things she just said. Okay, how about this? Madonna... Oh, we love to talk about Madonna, did an article this week and says she's punished for getting older and that women get punished for being older and men don't. That's interesting. It's an interesting subject coming from Madonna. What do you think, Charlie? Do you think that women cannot get old in society and still maintain their spot, but men can?
Well, women go more for beauty, and then when they start lacking beauty because of age, there's... quite a bit of concern.
I agree. There is concern. Go ahead, Brandy. Well, Madonna at 60, she's not, her poster's not hanging on people's wall like it was when she was in her 30s. I mean, that's just factual.
That's not because of what she looks like, probably. Just what she says and does, stuff like that.
Yeah, but you know, she could still do those things at 60, but she doesn't, because a 60-year-old doesn't do those things.
I think Gaga has replaced her.
I think she has, and I think there's some jealousy there. But Gaga is young. We covet young in this society. I don't know why, but we do.
Yeah, but older can be beautiful. Older's
fine, but people kind of down older. You know, you hang around with old people or you talk to old people. They don't ever say that about young people.
I don't know if that's right. I would hang Jane Fonda up in my house.
The person?
But would you hang her up?
At 80?
As she looks currently, or would you hang up a poster of her from when she was younger?
Currently, I don't really know what she looked like younger.
Really?
Yeah, because I watch her on this new show that she's on.
So you're a fan of the show.
But I think she's attractive. I think
at 80?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, why not?
I think he's lying to try to get listeners, but go ahead.
No, I'm not. I
Be
just
honest.
Think I am.
Be honest.
To try and get listeners.
You've got people on your show like
that. I'm shallow like that.
Why don't you
try
and get Jane Fonda on your show? You got Khloe Kardashian and Kesha and all these other people you want to book. Not one person have I heard over the age of 40. Why don't you get somebody over the age of 40 on
your show? I'll try.
Get Jane Fonda.
She would be impossible to get. It wouldn't be that I wouldn't do that. I just think...
Why is Jane Fonda impossible? She's not doing much.
Yes, she is. You don't watch that new... It's Grace and Frankie. Or it's hilarious. It's good. Oh, okay.
Okay,
good
Brandy,
talk.
You're the girl here. What do you think?
Yep, there's a double standard. The end.
That's not true, though. I don't think there's a double standard.
Yes, when men grow older, they get
become
to be
president.
The silver fox. Everyone looks at them and says, ooh, he's so powerful. And they don't even care about the gray hair.
But the
That's
women
sexy.
Say that, don't they? Isn't that the problem? The women go for the older guys, but the younger guys don't go for the older women. I can't help the way people feel. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, I didn't say it was your fault.
No, I didn't say it was my fault either. I didn't say it was my fault, but that's true, because they always say, I never understand that logic, because they say, well, younger girls are with older men. Okay, well, who made that decision? Younger girls did.
So that could be
but
about
also
a financial
the older
thing
men.
Too. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But
because
it
an older man could be with a woman
yeah,
his age.
But it
age,
takes two
but,
to tango. But
yes.
I don't understand why a young man wouldn't be with an old woman.
They
just
do
won't.
That all the time, because isn't that called a cougar?
See, it's even
it,
seen it.
It is, but
and that's a derogatory
a
term.
It is.
Term. I think it's a derogatory term, cougar.
Why?
Who wants to run into a cougar?
Depends. I've met a lot.
Charlie, what do you think?
I was doing a live broadcast with a cougar one time.
That's good.
And people kept petting the cougar until one lady one lady petted the cougar, and it bit her foot.
Oh.
And crunched her foot.
Oh, yeah, because it, yeah.
Yikes.
And she became, whenever she saw a cougar emblem after that, mentally, it affected her.
Sure.
Oh, you don't want to mess with animals.
Cougar
That's
on
what
it, you
I'm
know, what is it, mercury?
Older.
Cougar?
Yeah.
Like these geese.
Car.
These
but
geese
these
are dangerous.
People were parading this cougar all around Marion all day long, you know, people petting it. And it
really?
Making, yeah, because they were doing this big thing at the Ford dealer.
Oh, for the car, the Mercury Cougar.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they hired me to do a and I heard the scream, and after that, I went off the air.
Oh, my goodness.
That was it.
Yeah, you can't go back on and talk
no,
about that.
No, that was it.
That's especially the kind of cougar this. I want to be when I get older.
You
I don't
bite
I don't
want to
date yeah, I don't want to date young men. I just want to
Well, see, there you go. So there's
dangerous.
No double standard because
you're
you just don't
be married still.
Yeah, that sounded like you'd be single.
My husband's older than I am. I mean,
so you're planning on his death
know.
Already?
So there you go. So her husband
is older.
Is dating Oh, he's older than you. I thought
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you're not.
No, he's older than I am. But not,
so you fit the stereotype.
So she does.
You fit the stereotype.
No.
So does my wife. My wife is younger than me.
Not that big of an age gap.
But it is true. Women want to date older men, but younger women typically don't want or younger men don't typically want to date older women. I don't know why that is, but it's true.
Well, I know why
I do
I
know why that is, but I don't
men.
Want to get it on. I don't want to get into it on this program, but there's a reason.
Yeah, we can't.
We can't really get into that, but there you go.
Oh man,
it is true
I'm
though.
Scared.
It, but it's true. It's not just about. It doesn't just affect who you marry or who you have the ability to date in society. It when you talk about women getting older, it also affects their employability. And it affects how they're, whether or not their voice is heard and whether or not they're seen by society. If you go into a store and there is an older woman versus a younger woman, and they're both, you know, trying to get a store person's attention, if you watch, you'll see that the younger woman is more likely to get attention from the store person than is the older woman. They tend to be, there are studies about the invisible older woman in society.
See, I wouldn't do that. I would say as the younger woman, I would, out of respect, I would help the older
woman. Don't you want to help
expect,
the older woman?
Yeah,
because
then,
you don't want her, she seems more lost and help.
But need I don't
oh my
see
goodness,
this.
Why? Why is an older woman more lost? See?
Because as you get
I don't look
no,
at it like that. I just think
you can't
just
run as fast as you used to when you get older and you can't jump as high.
That's not what I meant, but that's what Scott Spears meant.
The truth of the matter is the see the young woman can still have children with the older man. The older woman cannot have children with the younger man.
Just because of health issues though.
No, like, genetics. You can't.
wait, what?
Once the woman gets over 50, 55, she cannot have babies and if she is still having babies, she's certainly having trouble getting that to that point, but the man can be 90 years old and still, as long as the woman's within childbearing
no,
years.
No, you can't. I don't think that's.
Yes, it is.
No, I've read that. The man's that won't work.
It. We're not going to get into
we
that.
Have,
but it's true.
See, we have pills entirely
no, I'm not
devoted
about
to ensuring
to
that
women,
that is
to men's. Yeah.
I'm not talking about the pill. I'm talking about the chemical. It wouldn't work. I
can you imagine a baby born to an old lady,
wasn't
and the baby looks all wrinkled.
Yeah, well,
no, it happens. There are women in their 60s today who are still giving birth.
Why?
Well, don't ask me. I'm not them.
That would be kind of rough.
My wife was 38 and 39 when our kids were born.
And that's considered later.
Oh, I think there's lots of change of life babies that happen.
Well, there are, yeah. But I'm saying that there does become a point where the woman cannot.
Yes.
The man never
yes,
gets to that
but
point.
But your worth in society should not be measured by whether or not you can bear children.
I didn't say your worth in society. I just said...
But that's what we're talking about as an overarching theme, whether or not older women are valued the same as older men. That's what Madonna is talking about, I
How
should
How do you
say.
Know? Did you read the article? I don't think you did.
Okay.
She heard the headline from you.
That's right.
You said...
I think that it is,
oh,
what Madonna says is probably true,
she's
but
being punished.
I don't
because
know why.
She's,
she just can't get her career off the ground. She's
well,
upset.
Cher had a very similar thing where she said that reporters were asking her about, you know, whether or not she should still be living this rock and roll lifestyle at her age and whether or not she
that.
Was capable of that. And she, her response was, well, why don't you ever ask Mick Jagger that question? And it's true.
Huh?
Yeah, but why does a question always have to be answered with a question? I don't know. Why can't you just answer the question?
Did you not just answer a question with a question?
You
no,
did.
That wasn't a question.
That was another one.
No, but it, I mean, it's like, why do people do this? I don't understand that. Because, okay, well, I don't like the question you ask me, so I'm going to ask you about another person. That doesn't make it. Just tell me why you think you should be living this rock star lifestyle in 65. If you think it's fine, just say, well, what's the problem with it? Why do you have to say, well, do you ask Mick Jagger this?
Isn't that a question, though? Isn't what's the problem with it? Isn't that also a question?
Well, that's a statement.
Wait, on dot, what dot, planet?
Yeah. This one, today, right now, right
wow.
here.
The school systems have failed us.
I think it's okay that women do like whatever mine. They want. Everybody's free in this country. All I'm saying is that it's clear, unfortunately, that older men, for some reason, the young women want. I don't know. Is it safety? Is it because they think of them like father figures? I don't understand.
I don't think the majority of younger women are dating or marrying
a good portion
older men.
A good
no.
portion.
Maybe
if they're wealthy,
it's a minority of.
So
people.
It's money.
Sometimes.
Well, do you ever see of a rich older woman with a younger guy? That
yes.
doesn't happen. Not often. Not as often as the old rich man. Look at Anna Nicole Smith's husband. He was, I don't even think he knew where he was. He was in a wheelchair, 90 years old.
But that was pure love.
Exactly. You got it. Pure love.
Oh, my God.
On to something else, because that was just terribly fascinating today. Let's see here. What's the subject? Oh, well, let's get into this one. That Facebook's now banning people for what they call hate speech. Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones have been banned, among other people. They're no longer allowed on Facebook. Is that right? Is that wrong? Is it against the First Amendment? What do you think, Wiz?
I heard Satch talking about it, and he said something that, along the lines, if you're going to do that, you have to be specific. Like, what you're... You know what I mean? What certain things qualify, because that's objective. What qualifies as hate speech, I guess. So I don't know.
As long as you're not threatening anybody's life, I'm not sure that you can censor hate speech, because that's what the First Amendment protects.
No. But Facebook is a private entity. The First Amendment
right.
only protects us from the government censoring our language. It doesn't
right.
protect you from being able to walk into McDonald's, spout off about nonsense, and then having McDonald's tell you to get out.
Get out.
Right,
that's
but,
right.
But is it consistent along the board? Because if you did that in McDonald's and then somebody else came into McDonald's and did the same thing and they didn't get thrown out, you could say that was discrimination.
Well, this is why they
have
terms of agreement.
Yeah.
Right.
And if
I
you
don't
are
know
violating
that Facebook
their
is.
Terms of service, then... Well, I mean, Louis Farrakhan and Alex Jones are on opposite ends of the spectrum,
exactly.
so I would say that
so
they
what
probably
did they get
are
banned
applying
for?
It evenly.
I don't really pay attention to either one of them, but I don't know that they should have been banned. I mean, are people really that susceptible that I'm going to read something Louis Farrakhan says and then I'm going to go out and do something?
Alex Jones put out information that led to somebody walking into a pizza parlor with a gun and threatening
yeah,
to shoot people.
It's wrong.
That is why they are censoring Alex Jones.
But what is the percentage of things and stories on Facebook that are not true?
I do not know.
Large. It's a large number, I'm sure.
And we all need to do better about that.
Well, Charlie, should we be... a non-famous person would not be banned. I would bet money on that.
I think the worst thing are the comments.
Yeah, the comments yeah. are bad.
And just horrible comments. And no matter, even when the church burned down in Paris, in Notre Dame, there were people who said, good, good.
Yeah. School shootings, people put horrible stuff on there.
They do.
So you're saying we should filter the comment. Like,
yeah, I think
maybe.
We'll eliminate the comments.
Yeah.
I have to disagree with you, though, on the fact that somebody
disagree?
That somebody famous would not be banned. I think part of the reason that this is a news story now is because for a long time, the terms of service at Facebook weren't being applied equally. If you weren't somebody who had a big platform like Alex
Millions,
Jones or Louis
yeah.
Farrakhan, you would be banned for that kind of speech. But these people who were spreading misinformation yeah. and had these enormous platforms to do it were not being banned.
But
that's
does
why
it stop
story.
Them? I mean, what stops Louis Farrakhan from going over to YouTube and
he
doing
can.
A video?
He
what stops
can.
Him from going to...
Again, terms of service for all of those websites.
But don't you think this has more to do with the fact that Zuckerberg is being put on trial and Zuckerberg is being blamed for the last presidential election and Zuckerberg is being asked to pay restitutions and they're looking at Facebook to see if it's a monopoly? I don't see YouTube pulling down Louis Farrakhan for hate speech. I don't see people
YouTube
pressuring...
banned Alex Jones.
But they haven't banned Louis Farrakhan. So is Louis Farrakhan not hate speech?
I don't know if Louis Farrakhan has a YouTube
he's
channel.
On Lewis. He's on Facebook.
Well, then they should...
Or YouTube.
Then they should ban him.
But that's your opinion. See, that's the problem with freedom of speech.
No, he's violating the terms of their service. If he's on there spouting the things that he has said on Facebook that got him banned, the things that he has said on Twitter that have got him banned, those things also violate the terms of service for YouTube, and they need to enforce their terms of service.
Okay, but this is the slippery slope to regulation of internet. That's the big question. If you start regulating Facebook and you start regulating YouTube and you start
regulating themselves, that's nobody else is regulating them. They're regulating themselves. They formed those terms of service. They need to enforce them. I'm not saying the government should step in.
How long was Louis Farrakhan and Alex Jones on Facebook perpetuating this stuff? How many years until they got banned? Decades. And now all of a sudden, when he's on trial, when it's a monopoly, when he's being forced to testify in front of Congress,
the ban comes in. Maybe. But I think when you sign up, like Brandy's saying, you read those terms. Well, you're supposed to. And I think if you violate those, then they have that right.
Well, what is it about? I mean, you shouldn't be able to threaten somebody. I agree with that. You should not be able to threaten anybody. But if you give your opinion, even if it's an awful bigoted opinion, and a lot of people have awful bigoted opinions, you know, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to follow it. I mean, I think we've got to be smarter people to know what's true and what's false.
It's the people that follow it that will go and take action,
It's the incitement of others towards these things. They know that they're not going to do these things.
But Charlie, do you believe that somebody turns on their Facebook? First of all, you've got to be Louis Farrakhan's friend to even say see what he says.
Yeah, I've never seen anything he said.
Me either.
Right, exactly. Neither have I, because we're not his friend. So if you've already friended Louis Farrakhan, chances are you believe in what he believes.
But you don't. If you have somebody else on your Facebook page who is commenting on his things, even if they don't like him, it can show up in your timeline.
But here's the problem. Louis Farrakhan was a staple on talk shows in the 80s, like Donahue and those type of shows, Larry King. And Alex Jones has been on all kinds of shows. And it started in Cleveland, Ohio, Scripps Howard Broadcasting. You did not turn somebody away as a guest, even if they were bigoted, even if they were awful, because the thought is everybody has the right to say their piece. And if you're listening to that and you believe what they say and that changes your opinion, you can't stop that.
Have you listened to Alex Jones's show?
No.
Okay. What Alex Jones is doing is not going on there and saying, let me tell you about my bigoted opinion, and then letting it be.
But his show has stopped, is it?
Yes.
It is? But his show's not on the air anymore?
No. I mean, he's still producing stuff. I just don't know where. But He's not just saying, here's my bigoted opinion and letting it go. He's not a Rush Limbaugh. He is then inciting people. He is saying, we have to take up arms. We have to do these things. And he's inciting people to violence. And when it gets to the point where somebody is showing up with weapons at a private place of business and threatening people for a false story that Alex Jones pulled out of his own imagination.
It's wrong.
He is a problem.
It's wrong, but again, the question is,
that's not free speech.
If he doesn't tell them to do it, I don't think that's in violation of free speech. I don't think it is.
He has said, we must take up arms against
this. Yeah, but if he's not telling you to specifically go and do something, I don't think that's a violation of free speech. I don't. I mean, there used to be a city block in Cleveland, and it was an empty building, but on the top of it, it said, show people the light and they will find their own way. And I still do believe that if you don't believe what Alex Jones believes, you could watch him every day or listen to him, and he's not going to make you go shoot somebody. If it's not in your DNA to go shoot somebody, you're not going to do it.
What if it is?
Well, then you're going to do it. I mean, I don't understand. Anything could set somebody off. What about these kids who date? And remember we had the story, Charlie, about the girlfriend who sent the text to the boy, and he was saying he was going to commit suicide, and she said, go ahead and do it, and he did it, and they wanted to try her for murder? That's nuts. She didn't make him commit suicide.
But look, if you know that your listening base is people who are already prone to believing these conspiracy theories, and you're going to sit there and for your own enrichment, you're going to spin these conspiracy theories, things that you know, you absolutely know are not true. And he has admitted that he knew they were not true. And you're going to put that out there with the caveat that, look, the government is coming for you. These people are coming for you. These people are stealing children and abusing children. Of course there are going to be people out there who want to go out and solve the problem because they make it sound like something that is ridiculously awful that any one of us would be appalled by.
Do you think that Rachel Maddow, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Keith Olbermann, or any of these other people ever went on and knowingly said something that wasn't true? Do you think the National Enquirer, which is in every supermarket line, ever put anything on the cover that they knowingly knew was a lie?
But does the National Enquirer tell you to take up arms against people? Does the National Enquirer tell you that these people are coming for you specifically?
She doesn't like the call to action.
You don't like the call? Well, what about, so Louis Farrakhan, I don't know, has done a call to action. So is he okay to say hateful, bigoted things as long as he doesn't tell you to take up arms?
No, I mean, I think, I'm not horribly familiar with Louis Farrakhan, but I think what he has been spouting has been anti-Semitism.
All I know is they let the Ku Klux Klan, what were they? Charlie, real quick, Skokie. Who marched in Skokie? Skokie, Illinois, the Nazi-like group, but they weren't called Nazis.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. What were they?
Skinheads.
Yeah, but they call them something. They don't call them Nazis anymore. But people who were against Jewish people, let's put them that way. Okay. Anti-Semite people. And they planned to march in Skokie, Illinois, because Skokie was a predominantly Jewish town. And you know what? The city had to okay the permit because you can't limit people's freedom of speech. And they thought that there'd be these big fights, and there wasn't a one.
That's because the city is part of the government. The city government cannot censor your free speech, okay? But you also cannot run into a movie theater in Skokie or anywhere else and yell fire when there's no fire.
So that's the argument. That's what Alex Jones is doing. He's telling people to go do bad things.
On a private platform, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know Alex Jones, but I would think, why is it just catching on now?
I think there's been a lot more attention towards it. And yes, part of it is that Facebook is being looked at under the microscope.
If we're going to start banning misinformation, there's going to be very few people left.
It's not banning misinformation. It's Facebook banning people that violate their terms of service. That's what it is.
It's not
the government.
Just quickly, because we got to get to Charlie, and we've still got one more hour of the Hall of Fame giveaway trivia questions. Do you think that if you go into a supermarket, any supermarket in this country, which is certainly seen and heard more than Alex Jones is, and you see the cover that says Lori Loughlin, suicidal, or Betty White, final last days, do you think there are people who don't believe that? Do you think there are people who may end up on that jury of Lori Loughlin who believe that she is guilty and are going to put her in jail because of something phony they read in the National Enquirer? Why?
Wait, what's the question?
I mean, do you think that's okay? Do you think it's okay to perpetuate? Because I'll tell you this, people buy the National Enquirer more than they buy Time Magazine.
But
why is that?
That's true, but the government can't censor the National Enquirer any more than they themselves can censor Facebook. But if the National Enquirer decided one day that they were no longer going to print misinformation, then they could fire all of their reporters who printed misinformation, and they couldn't be sued for discrimination.
But if you put a provocative picture on a magazine, the government will come shut you down unless you put a black mark over it, and you can't send it through the mail without a cover on it. So they do regulate publications. There are things you can and can't do.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's a First Amendment issue.
Look at any issue of Cosmopolitan in the grocery store. They sell it on the rack, but you can't have it sitting out there.
But not every store censors it. I mean, Walmart censors it because Walmart chooses to censor it. But not if you walk into certain stores, loud and proud.
Well, it depends on which store it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's but the store themselves.
But
deciding.
The government tells you can't send it in the mail that way. Without a cover on it. It's an interesting... First, freedom of speech is always going to be interesting. Because it's freedom of the press. It's freedom of speech. It's there to protect hate speech. unfortunately. But that's true. Because popular speech doesn't need protecting.
No, it doesn't.
The government should protect those rights for the government. But a private company has the right to tell people they can't use their service.
As long as it's fair, I guess, along the board. As long as it's fair. Charlie, an hour still to go before the big drawing at 2:15. Gas Card Hall of Fame tickets, the Wheeze Show tomorrow, 7:15 to 10 a.m. It's going to be fun, and we're done for this week, but stay tuned. More coming up.
Years later, Marion boasted a population of 800 people, 3 churches, a private academy, 2 newspaper offices,